Sheva Shonim Shnei Chai Yisora. Now, of course, it's well known, Rashi's Pshat, that the Torah divides each category separately. Meir Shona, Eslim Shona, Sheva Shonim, to make a Hekish, Baskuf Ki Baskof Lechait, Ma Baskheit Lochoto, Shariena Bas Oinshin, Af Baskuf Lochait, that the she was in the same Adrege of Yerushamayim when she was 100 as she was when she was 20, just like when she was 20 she was without sin, same way when she was 100. Baskof Ki Bazayim Lyoifi, Shnei Chaye Sora Kulin Shoven Lutaiva. Kulan Shavan Lateva. Now, they're all on the same Adrega of Teva. Actually, the older Sarah became, the more she grew in Kedusha and Avedis Hashem. How can one say Kulan Shavan Lateva? She was in a higher Madrega when she was older. The older she got, the more she grew in Yerushamayim and Kedusha and Avedis Hashem Yisborg. There's an interesting pshat from the Chassam Sofer. The Medrash Rava, here at the beginning of the parsha, brings this very drosh of Rashi. Of course, Rashi took it from the Medrash Rava. But Medrash brings down the pasuk in Tehillim, Yodei Hashem Yemei Tamimim V'nachlosam L'Olam Tiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the days of the Tmimim. Kishem Shehem Tmimim, Kach Shenoseyem Tmimim. Just like they are complete, perfect, so their years are complete and perfect. So, what does it mean, Kishem Shehem Tmimim? Just like they're perfect, their years are perfect. What's the difference between they and their years? So the Chassam Sofer says, this very point. Of course, when Avram or Sarah grew, so the older they got, the more perfect they became. Their perfection grew with each year. However, even though their early years, they weren't at the Madrega that they were in their later years, but each year was a stepping stone to the next, like a ladder. You can't go on the top rung before you all go on a lower rung. So since each year was a hachona to the next year, this is the way the tzaddikim go. Yelchu mechayel el choyel. So they go mimadrega lemadrega. If each year was a hachona to the next year, was a hechsha mitzvah, a lower madrega was a hechsha mitzvah to the higher madrega, memela, if one was zeichet to come to the higher madrega, so it had a schus on the earlier madrega, because he wouldn't have reached the higher madrega unless he first was on the lower madrega. So the lower madrega itself is nichlal in the kedusha of the higher madrega. You get schal not only for the tirch of doing the mitzvah, but the preparation for the mitzvah. So each, this is what the pasuk, the Medrash means, said the Chassam Sofer, Kishem Shehem Tmimim, when they reach the end of their life, by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, Hayoim Molu Yomai Ushnoisai, the Meir Ve'eskim Shono Anuchi Hayoim, Hayoim Molu Yomai Ushnoisai. So he explained the Chassam Sofer, today I became at the highest Madreig of my life, but as a result of this, so all the years that led up to this Madreig also assume the Kedusha of the later Madreig, because they were a Hechshah. If not for the hachona, he wouldn't have reached the higher madrega. Kishem Shehem Tmimim, just like the tzaddikim become perfect at the end of their life, kach shnei seyem, the earlier years, the younger years, the years of maturity, the years of growth, the years of preparation, the hachona, are also assumed the mal of tmimus. And that's what the pasuk means. Kishem Shehem Tmimim, they themselves at the end of their life are tmimim. All the previous years that led up to the end, the climax of the Madregas, are also characterized as being perfect, even though they were not, the tzaddik was not yet at the madrega in his young life that he was at the end of his life. But nevertheless, the hachana was there. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Vayu chayi sora, baskuf ki baschof, bazayin ki baschof." He's medayik, kul and shav on the toiva. The younger years led up to the older years. So therefore, he's medayik. Vayu chayi sora. The balaturim brings over here. Vayu is begimatri alamid zayin. 37 years since Yitzchak was born. It was 37 years since Yitzchak was born, because Yitzchak was 37 when he went on the Akedah, and Sarah died right after Yitzchak was brought on the Akedah. So the Baal HaTorah, all of Madaik, the Gematria Vayiyu, is the Gematria Lamed Zayin. All the Mephoshim, I think the Tosfos Al HaTorah also brings this down, that the that Sarah was Vayiyu Chayi Sarah. The Chasam Sofer says one additional vote. Before Yitzchak was born, her name was changed from Sarai to Sarah. Vayiyu Chaye Sarah. Sarah herself, after her name was changed from Sarai to Sarah, was only by, she was 37 years that she had the name of Sarah. But nevertheless, Meya Shona, the Eskim Shona, the Sheva Shonim are all Chaye Sarah. Even though she only had the last 37 years of her life, but since the Kedusha, which she attained later, was brought about by the earlier Hachana, the earlier years, the younger years, and the middle age years, until she reached the age when she was given the name of Sarah, is Shnei Chaye Sarah, all the 127 years are considered to be the life of Sarah, not only Vayiyu, the last 37 years. Because Kishem Shahem Tmimim, the Tmimers that they reach at the end of their life, Kachshnei Seyem Tmimim. This gives a schus to the earlier years, because the earlier years are years of preparation. It's Kulon Shavon Lataiva, Vayiyu Chayi Sarah. Sarah was 37 years, had the name of Sarah. But Meya Shona, Veskim Shona, Vesheva Shonim, Shnei Chayi Sarah. And you can read this in, of course, to the Medrash, the famous Medrash, which is brought down later in the Parsha. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Akiva shehoyah dayrish v'atzibur misnamnim. Rabbi Akiva held a drasha, and the tzibur was falling asleep. Bikesh lo'eragon, so he wanted to awaken them. Omar, ma'a ro'asa Esther shetimlech al kufchav zayin medina. How was it that Esther was able to rule over 127 Medinas? Ela tovei Esther, she bas bitla shel Sarah, shechoysa kuf v'chof v'zayin, because Esther was a granddaughter, a grandchild of Sarah. Sarah lived 127 years, and Esther was zeicha to 127 Medinas. That means every year of Sarah, the earlier years as well as the later years, gained for Esther an entire Medina. Kulan shavon l'tayva. Hakam, they were not the same madregas. When she was young, she was not at the same madregas when she was old. But the zikna was mezake the yemei ha-ha-ha-ne'urim. How was Rabbi Akiva? How did he awaken the people? Why this drasha? Why dafke this drasha? So they say from the Chedush Yerim, he said like this: if for every year that Sarah lived, Esther was zecha to a whole medina, right? Well, if you take that apart, for a year of Sarah, she's zeicha to a whole country, to a whole Medina. That means for every month that Sarah lived, so Esther was zeicha to a whole state, for example. For every week that Sarah lived, Esther was zeicha to a whole city. For every day that Sarah lived, Esther was zeicha to a whole neighborhood. For every minute that Sarah lived, she was zeicha to who knows to see how many. How many streets? So see how every minute is precious. So this is what the Rabbi Akiva was Meir Adoylam. He says, what are you sleeping? Every minute is precious. For every minute that Sarah lived, look what Esther was zeichet to. Because for every year she was zeichet to a whole Medina. So every minute is precious. Was you shloft that, he said? This was Vikish La'oragon. Rabbi Akiva was Meir Adotzibo with this drasha to show them how every minute is precious. The same idea that we just brought out, the Shem Dachsam Sefer, of the union of the Tmimus of Sora, that every year was Shavon L'Toiva, is brought out also by the Chazal, and there's a famous word from the Vilna Gaon, I think I mentioned last year, I'm not sure. Avram Zok in Baba Yomim. So the Medrash brings on the Posek, Avram Zok in Baba Yomim. Medrash brings, Avram came with the days. So of course, there's one Chazal which has brought down the name of the Zohar. He came with the days, Bo Bayomim. He came with all days. And the Medrash says, Yesh lecha odam shu bezikna ve'enei bayomim. Bayomim ve'enei bezikna. Aval kan, zikna keneged yomim, ve'yomim keneged zikna. Medrash says, sometimes there's zikna and there's no yomim. Sometimes there's yomim and there's no zikna. But Avram had both madreges. Avram zokein Bo Bayomim. There was Zikna and there was Yomim. So the Vilna Gaon says, this is the same idea. Zikna without Yomim means that a person may live to old age, but he has no days to show for it. The days were worthless. So that means Zikna without Yomim. Sometimes Chalil V'chas, a person has Yomim, but he has no Zikna. He has rich days, full days, but he's not Zeicha Tarichas Yomim. This is what the Pasuk means. Avraham Avinu had Zikna and he had Yomim. He had a full life, a long life, Arichas Yomim, Avraham Zokein, Baba Yomim. He came with all his days. He came with the days. He had Zikna and he had Yomim. Why? Same thing. Because Kishem Shehem Tmimim, Kashne Seim Tmimim, and the same Drosha, which the Pasuk brings here in the beginning of the Parsha in connection to Sora, is brought at the end in connection to Avram. Ve'ele shnei yemei shnei chai Avram ashachoy ma'as shono v'shivim shono v'chomesh shonim. So Rashi brings this as very similar to the same drosha. Ma'as shono v'shivim shono v'chomesh shonim ben kuf ki ben ayin u ben ayin k'nei hei b'loi chait. I'm not sure whether I discussed it last year, but Emes, how can you say about Avram that all the years were Shavon L'Toiva if the Rambam says in the Medrash in the beginning of Vayera that Avram Avinu in his early life was an Ovid Avodah Zarah? There seems to be a machlokes in the Medrashim, because in one place it says Avram Avinu was 3 years old when he was Makir Hasbeirei. We learn it out from the next week's parasha, Ekev Hashem Avram B'Koli. The Ravid brings a Medrash that he was 48 years old. There's another medrash at the beginning of Lech Lecha that Avraham Avinu himself, before he came to be Makir the Rabbi Nishlam, was an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So there were the first years of his life that were not so perfect. So after you say this full of Shavon L'Toiva, so I think I mentioned the Teretz is because Avraham Avinu did Tshuva Me'ahava, Zer Avraham Ohavi. And if you do Tshuva Me'ahava, so Zdoinis Nasa Loike Zochias. So even Avraham's earlier Averis, if you can call them Averis, before he became to be a Makir Hasbeirei, were all transformed into mitzvahs, because if you do Tshuva Me'ahava, so Zdoinis Nasa L'Kezochias, so B'meila Afila Avram's original years, Ayyidei Kach, that he did Tshuva Me'ahava, Zdoinis Nasa L'Kezochias, so B'meila it's Kul and Shavon L'Toiva, he had Zikna and he had Yomim, he brought all his Yomim. Now, this is the union of Ayu Chai Sora. The parasha begins with Sora and ends with Misa Sora and ends with Misa Avraham. Now, when the union of Avraham commanding Eliezer to choose a wife for Rivka, tells Remer Avram al Avdis can base a Moshel Bechol Asheloi Simno Yotcha Tachas Yerechi. He tells Eliezer to take a Shvuah
What was the shvur? Vashbiyachol b'ashem alekei ha-shamayim v'alekei ha-oretz asher loisikach isha levni v'pnei sakna asher anechi yeshev v'kirboi ki yalartzi v'alolarati teilech v'lokachta isha levni liyitzchak. He commands him to go to his family alartzi v'alolarati teilech. Now, of course, here it says Vashbiyachol b'ashem alekei ha-shamayim v'alekei ha-oretz. A few psukim later in Pasuk Vav, so there it says Eliezer had asked Avraham, shall I bring your son there? So Avraham tells him, Hashem Elokei HaShemayim asher lekachani mibeis avi meyeretz moladiti, and so on. Hu yishlach malacha lefanecha. So in the beginning it says Elokei HaShemayim v'Elokei HaOretz in Pasuk Gimel. In Pasuk Zayin, it says only Elokei HaShemayim. So it's well known. There's two pshatim here, Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi learns that when Avraham says, Hashem Elokei HaShemayim asher lekachani mibeis aviv meyeretz moladiti, because when Avraham was in the house of Terach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachol was only Elokei HaShemayim, but he was not recognized by anybody here down on earth. Avraham Avinu transformed the Elokei HaShemayim into Elokei HaOretz. That's Rashi's pshat. When he was beis avi meyeretz moladiti, so he was only Elokei HaShemayim because shelohayu boy oyla makirim boy ushmoy lohayu ragel ba'aretz. Avraham Avinu took the Elokei HaShemayim and made him into Elokei HaOretz. The Ramban learns a different pshat in the pasuk. Elokei HaOretz means the Elokei Eretz Yisrael. Mishpat Elokei HaOretz, Chazal say, and the pasuk Lashem Rashi says, a medrash and tilim Lashem HaOretz Imloya HaOretz means Eretz Yisrael. Stam HaOretz is Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban learns this the pshat over here. When Avraham Avinu was beveis avi before he came to Eretz Knan, which was the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, then it was only Elokei HaShemayim, because the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not nikir in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore it says, Hashem Elokei HaShemayim asher lekachani mibeis avi meyeretz moladiti. When Avraham was only in beis avi in Eretz moladiti, then he was only called Elokei HaShemayim. But then when Avraham Avinu was told, Lech lecha meyartecha moladitecha, el ha'oretz asher hareko, ha'oretz asher hareko, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Elokei HaOretz. So these are two pshatim, one from Rashi, one from the Ramban, in the shinui of the psukim. The Chasam Sofer says b'derech drush. The emes, we notice in the parsha that Avraham Avinu insists that the zivuk for Yitzchak be gotten from his family. So the question is, they were the same of the Avodah Zorah as the people in Canaan. We know later on, by Lovan and Psuel, was the Chav, a place that was steeped in Avodah Zorah. And yet, Avraham Avinu insists that the zivuk for Yitzchak, in other words, the mother of the future Klal Yisrael, come from his family. So then, Mr. Drosh Saran, the Rishonim already point out that Avraham Avinu in seeking a wife for Yitzchak didn't test her through her Amuna. What was the test that Eliezer performed with Rivka? The test of Milas Chasodim, Midas Titus. And Midas go be Yerusha. Deis can be changed. Midas go be Yerusha. Memele, even though Rivka came from a house of love and of soil, but as the Parsha shows, when she came to Yitzchak, so she was makabel the kedusha of Yitzchak Avinu. Vayivayah Yitzchak oyohel la Sarah imay. She, all the nisim that occurred by Sarah came back by Rivka. So Avraham Avinu wasn't afraid of a isha from the house of love and of psuel, because what he was searching for was beikah the midas, and Memele Moshel come to that, and that goes be Yerusha. That's an inyan of mishpacha. Midas an inyan of mishpacha. Deis can be changed. Midas is with mishpacha. This is what the Ran said. The Chasam Sofer doesn't bring this.
The Ran says this is why Avraham Avinu didn't want anybody Mepnois Knan. He didn't want anybody because he was looking for Gemilas Chasodim, Midas. And Midas, he knew, belonged to his family. The Chasam Sofer says a little bit different. He says because Avraham Avinu's family was from the Mishpach of Shem, and Knan comes from the Mishpach of Chom, and Chom was Orog. Chom was the Mishpach of Arura, the chilik between the three sons of Noach. Whatever Kedusha came further into the world came from Shem, Shem Ve'eva. Yefes was not quite the Kedusha of Shem. Yefes is the forerunner of the of culture and development of Chochmah, about the Kedushas HaVeidus HaShem Yisboh came from Shem. And Chom was the Pselus HaGomor. Chom was Ol Knon, Eved Avodim Yilecha. The Melech, so the Neshomev, that when Avraham wanted to choose a Nefesh to be the wife of Yitzchak, the Nefesh he took from his family. Because there he knew HaGam the Mokum was a Mokum of HaVeidus Zorah, but the Nefesh he sought out in his Mishpocha came from Shem. However, we see the Feirush in the Parsha, but when Eliezer asks Avraham, suppose she doesn't want to go here, maybe I'll take Yitzchak there. The same Shidduch. If she comes here, maybe I'll take Yitzchak there. Oh no, that's Avraham says impossible. So obviously we see here that the Nefesh Avraham Avinu was quite maskim fakert. He insisted the Nefesh had come from Aram Narayim. But the Mokum has got to be here. The Mokum has got to be here. Hishama lecha pentoshev es b'ni shama. Hishama lecha. Avraham Avinu says, chas v'sholom. Hishama lecha pentoshev es b'ni shama. So the Nefesh came from there. But the Mokum had to be dafke the school of Eretz Yisrael. The Avira, the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael, that's dafke where Yitzchak had to live. So this is the Pshat Vashbiach of Hashem Alekei HaShemayim Alekei HaOretz. Because the Gemara Sanhedrin says in the Pasuk, Yikkel HaShemayim Ha'ol Al HaOretz Lodin Amoy, that Shemayim is a symbol for Neshama, and Oretz is a symbol for the Guf. That's the Gemara Beferesh. Yikkel HaShemayim Ha'ol Zeh HaNeshama. Shemayim is the Neshama, comes from HaShemayim. The Guf comes from HaOretz. So this is what Avraham Avinu said, Vashbiach Hashem Elokei HaShemayim VeElokei HaOretz. Shemayim means the neshama, the nefesh. He's going to make a zivug that's going to combine the Shemayim and the Eretz. He's going to take a neshama from the sheresh, from the mocker of the neshamas of Mishpachas Avram, Mishpachas Bnei Shem. Even though the Eretz is an Eretz Tmeya, but the neshama comes from his Mishpacha, right? But the Eretz will be here. It'll be Elokei HaShemayim VeElokei HaOretz. The Shemayim, the Neshama, will come from the family of Shem. That's the Yerushas HaNeshama, Yerushas HaNefashis. But the Mokum where Yitzchak will be Dafke here. It's the combination of Elokei HaShemayim, Elokei HaOretz. Now it occurred to me while I was learning the Parsha before that why is it, for example, Avraham tells Eliezer two things. First of all, he tells him, "Leisikach ishul of niyad mibnais haknani asher anochi yoshev bekirvoi." She cannot marry any of the bnais Knan. Also, and over there, where should you take a wife from? Kielalti v'malati. So that one tzivui is that he should take for him a wife for the bnais Knan. Another thing he says is that he can't bring Yitzchak there, even if you should decide, if Rivka should decide to marry Yitzchak. And she's taking the proper zivug, but you can't take Yitzchak there. You have to bring Rivka here. So when it seems clearly from the parsha that there's a greater kpeda when Eliezer tells him haoshev oshev asbincho al oratz asher yatzosam misham savayomer el avram hisham alecha. There's more of a kpeda in the hisham alecha than there is on the very marrying from the bnei Knan. Hisham alecha, hisham alecha pentoshev asbni shama. What's the Hishama Lecha? Why is there such a gaval that he shouldn't take Yitzchak out? So I think the Pshat is very poshut. Rashi says later on, in the next week's Parsha, that Yitzchak was told, Al Tered Mitzchoyma, Shchein Bo'oretz Asheroymer Alecha. So Rashi says here, Rashi says later in Parsha's told us, that Yitzchak had a half a minute to go, to leave Eretz Yisrael, and to go to Mitzrayim. Shoyadatu loredes leMitzrayim. Like Avram went to Mitzrayim. B'meirov. Omar loy alteret Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Sha'ata oylo tmima. Ve'ein chutz la'oretz kedai loch. You're an oylo tmima, and chutz la'oretz is not kedai for you. What is the pshat an oylo tmima? Why not come in if he's an oylo, if he's not an oylo? The Torah is azoy. In Kochim, by Korbonis, we have a klal that Kochim have mechitzas. Kochim kedoshim is what? Necholim lefnim and akloim. Kochim kalim is necholim b'chol pa'ir. If you take a korban outside its mechitza, I feel if you bring it back, it becomes posel b'yotzei. It becomes posel. Should a kodshei kadoshim leave the azara, then not only can't you eat it outside the azara, pshita, but it becomes posel. It's chalapsul. I feel if you should bring it back, the korban is posel. Should you take kodshim kalim chutz l'Yerushalayim, besides the fact that you can't eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim, it becomes posel b'yotzei. It's just like tomei is a psul and pigul is a psul, so yotzei is also a psul. So this is what HaKadosh, the Pshat and the Rashi in Parshas told us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yitzchak can't leave Eretz Yisrael, not stama, why did Avraham leave Eretz Yisrael? Sha'ata oyla t'mima. So what if he's an oyla? What's the connection between an oyla t'mima? Eretz is an oyla. Is a korban. A korban must be in the confines of kedusha, and if Yitzchak were to go out of Eretz Yisrael, it would passel his kedusha as ha'ilah, because Yitzchak among the three of us is unique in the fact that he is a korban. Avram is not a korban. Yaakov is not a korban. Yitzchak is a korban. Afroy tzavar al gabi mizbeach. That's why Rashi says in Parshas Bechukosai, it says v'zacharti is brisi Yaakov v'af is brisi Yitzchak v'afas brisi Avram ezkov. By Yitzchak it doesn't say zechira. So Rashi says it doesn't have to say zechira because afroy tzavar al gabi mizbeach. So Yitzchak is niskadish bekdushes korban, which is a unique madrega. Avram has his madrega, Yaakov has his madrega. Yitzchak is a korban. A korban, if it should go out, becomes apostle. Apostle a korban. That's why the Gemara says in Pesachim Dorten, B'shas Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make a cheshem with the Klal Yisrael, but nechachotun, Avram can't atone, and Yaakov can't atone. Yitzchak Avinu says, Hokreves nafshi kamoch, I'm a korban. And since I'm a korban, kreves nafshi kamoch, by mesiras nefesh, so mele I'm mechapa for them. A korban is mechapa. The Pharaoh Shigabon, Saf Pesachim. The korban of Yitzchak is mechapa for Klal Yisrael. More than Avram and more than Yaakov. Naturally, but Yitzchak is a korban. Therefore, Rashi says later on, and Parshas told us, Sha'ata oyla t'mima, you're a korban. You can't go out of the mechitzas. You're a korban. This is why Avraham Avinu says, Hishomer lecha, pentoshim es b'ni shomer. Hishomer lecha, you'll pass on the korban. Korbanis need shmira. The Gemara says, if you chalil v'chas cause a korban to be possible, ma'adach by truma, it says, v'ani hinei nesati lecha, es truma yisa. Moshe Chochma says, a pshat, he says, al derech ha'emes, based, of course, on the yisaitis of Kabbalah, what's the combination between chastoi v'amitoi? He says, why did Avraham Avinu, why did Eliezer test Yitzchak with the midas ha'chesed? Because Yitzchak was the midas ha'gvura, pachad Yitzchak. And when chesed becomes combined, we know it says in the Siddur Mela, we don't have to be mekabolim, none of us are any mekabolim here. But in Siddur Shteitas, it is chesed, and gvura, teferes, and sfira saima, whether we know what it means or not, but as we state in Siddur, we can talk about it. Chesed, gvura, teferes, and so on. The Yitzchak was midas ha-gvura, midas ha-pachad. And when the Midas HaGvura becomes wed to the Midas HaChesed, from this becomes born the Midas HaEmes of Yaakov, Midas HaTeferes. So that's why Eliezer tested Rivka to be a wife for Yitzchak, who was the Midas HaPachad, Midas with what is the Mizug, the blending of the Midas to bring out the Emes LeYaakov, the Bria HaTichon, the harmony between the two midas of chesed and gvura, the harmonizing chesed and gvura, which is emes,
Emes is the kol everything. Teferas. Teferas means beauty, harmony. The midas achesed. So therefore, Eliezer tested Rivka with the midah whether of gemilas chasodim. When her gemilas chasodim became wed to his midas hapachad v'hagvura, so this was the perfect harmony that brought out Yaakov Avinu. So therefore, Eliezer says, Baruch Hashem Ashalayozav chastoi va'amitoi meyim adoni. From the chesed of Rivka, wed to the gvura of Yitzchok, became out the emesler Yaakov. Of course, I said it over, I think I say it came out every year, but the famous Maral on the Rashi over here, I'm sure I must have said it last year because it's such a Dovo Nimrots. The Maral over here says in the Gurariya, such a Pshat in the Rashi, Hafle Vafela. I always repeat this Pshat. Rashi says, Vayikach Arish Nezem Zov Beka Mishkolo, Vushnei Tzmidim Al Yoder, Asora Zov Mishkolom. So Rashi says, what is the meaning of Beka Mishkolo? A remez to the Beka Lagogolos, to the Machtes HaShekel. Ushnei Tzmidim, a remez to the Shnei Luchas HaBris. Asur Azov Mishkolom, a remez to the Aseres HaDibris. What is the connection between all this to Rivka? Beka Lagogolos, Shnei Luchas HaBris, Aseres HaDibris. What is all this? Why these Ramazim suddenly? So the Maral Meprak says that al shloisha dvorim ha'olam oimid, al ha'teira, v'al ha'avoida, v'al gmilas chasodim. When Eliezer saw in Rivka the mid of gmilas chasodim, that is the foundation, the yesod. But when she is to come into the house of Yitzchak and build the klal Yisrael, it has to be all three amudim, teira, avoida, and gmilas chasodim. So he saw and heard the gmilas chasodim. And then he was mashlim her with what? With Beka Lagulgoyles, which is the Machtes HaShekel for which we brought the Karbonis. The Karbonis were brought with the Machtes HaShekel. So when what Matonis did Eliezer give Rivka? With what was he Mekadosh her? She came already armed with her own mid of Gmilas Chasodim, which she had because she was from the family of Avraham Avinu. What was, did he give her Matonis? What was he Moisif to her? It was most of her, the Matonif and Mach Shekel from Karbonis, Aveda. Oh, Schneitz mit dem Al Yoder, Eluchais Abris, Asera Zov Mishkolam, Asera Sadibris, the Mal of Torah. So now she became adorned with all three. She had her own Gemilas Chasodim to begin with, and he was Mashlam to her, the Inyan from Aveda and the Inyan from Torah. So now it became a house of Torah, Aveda, and Gemilas Chasodim. This is the Maral Meprak. So Lefizeh, you can explain, of course, the end, the Rashi at the end of the parsha also. Lefi Dvarov Zal, that he learns these three inyonim, the Gemilas Chasodim, and the Hashloma of Torah and Avodah, together make up all three. Lefi Zeh, this is the pshat in the end of the famous Rashi at the end of the parsha. Vayevayel Yitzchok ho'oy helo soro imoy. So Rashi, what's the pshat Sora Imoy? When she came into the oil, it was Sora Imoy because all the nisim that occurred with Sora had gone away with Misa Sora. What were the three nisim? Shehoya onon koshur al ha'oyel, the shehoya brocha mitzuya ve'isa, the shehoya ne'er dolok me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. These were the three in Yonim which Sora had. And when she was niftal, there were no more. And when Rivka came, they returned. These three inyanim are also mechuvan to Torah and Avodah Gemilas Chasodim. The inyan of Brocha Metzuya Be'isa. What was the inyan of the Brocha Metzuya Be'isa? This is the Gemilas Chasodim that she baked bread. This is the Achnasas Ochem, the lechem of Gemilas Chasodim. The onon kosher al ha'oyel. This is the inyan of Avodah, like Rashi says by the Akedah, Vayaras Hamokom Merochok. He saw an onon kosher alahar. That represents Avodah, the hiskashrus between the earth, between the Shemayim and the Eretz, the inyan of Karbonis. It's Makasha, the inyan of bringing yourself up as a Korban HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kesher, the hiskarvus between Hashemayim and the Eretz. That's the onon kosher alahar. The ner dolok, me'er of Shabbos, le'er of Shabbos, is the inyan of ner mitzvah v'teir oil. This is the oil at Torah.
So the Eir HaTeira, the Ne'er Mitzvah Teira Eir, and the Onan Kosher Al Oil, which is the Prima of Avoida, and the Bracha Mitzuyah Ve'isa, all that Rivka brought to the house of Sarah. And Eliezer gave her the Matronis of Teira and Avoida in addition to her own prerequisite Tvulas Chasadim that she came with. Now, we mentioned the posuk of Titan Emes Liyakov Chesed Lavrom. I saw a vote from Trelis Mordechai. Trelis Mordechai is a beautiful sefer, Drush sefer from the Marsham, from the Bajan Rav. He says, as a matter of fact, the Medrash in this week's parasha brings that whole capital Tillim of Ladovet Mizmor. All the Medrash Darsh in that whole capital on Avraham Avinu. It says over there, Yisra Brocha Meyes Hashem Mitztokam Alekei Yishai. It's the Medrash Darsh in Avraham Avinu. Yisra Brocha Meyes Hashem by Hashem Berchas Avraham Bakoel. Mitztokam Alekei Yishai. What states weiter? Zedor Dorosha Mevakshe Fanecha Yaakov Selah. He brings from the Chavos Das. He's mafarish the pasuk like this. I think he brings it from the Chavos Das or from the Rabbi Yonason. Titin emes leYaakov Chesed Lavrom. So he says the pshat is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the promise to Avram, then it was Chesed. But after it became a promise, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekoyif to carry out its promise. So to Yaakov Avinu, it's already emes. He has to keep the emes. He has to be truthful. Titin emes leYaakov Chesed Lavrom. Avram, it was a Chesed Lavrom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him lacho et in eseret hazayis. To Avram, it was a Chesed. But to Yaakov, it was already emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be ma'am vori. That's how he brings pshat emes leYaakov Chesed Lavrom. Memelus of the Marsham says, this is a pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim. Yisra Brocha meyeis Hashem mutzdoka meyelikei Yishai. This goes on Avram. Avram received tzedakah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a promise. He gave him a bracha. Hashem berachas Avram b'kol. Tzedakah melekei Yishai. But the dairis which come after Avram Avinu, mevakshei fanecha Yaakov Selah. Then to them it's not anymore tzedakah. To them it's emes leYaakov. To them it's mevakshei fanecha. You have to keep your words. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come with the koyach of Yaakov. To Avraham Avinu it was Yisavrocha Meyes Hashem Utsdokam Elekei Yishai. But Zedodoshav, the Deiris after him, is Mevakshei Fanecha, they come with a Tana, Yaakov, Zela, you gotta keep up your word. The Bush of the Marsham's Adrush. Now, in that Parsha, in that Medrash that we just mentioned over here, is an interesting drosh in that medrash. All on the posik, on that capital tillim. Mi yala bahar Hashem, umi yokum b'mkoyim kotche. Here in this week's parasha. So the medrash says, Mi yala bahar Hashem, ze Avram. Shenema v'lech l'cho el eretz hamariya, and hamariya was a har. Umi yokum b'mkoyim kotche, ze Avram. Al Shem Shenema, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, Al Hamokem Asherom Atshom. So the Miyala Bahar Hashem refers to Avram Avinu, and Miyokum Bemkoim Kotche also refers to Avram Avinu. The Har Hashem refers to the Har Maria, and Miyokum Bemkoim Kotche, Al Hamokem Asherom Atshom is Pnei Hashem. Now, the Chassam Sofer brings in a tshuva, ha'tavot. It belongs to last week's parsha, but it works into this medrash. The Chassam Sofer brings in the tshuva in Yeredeya. A paskin dot na tshuva is nageil halacha, but kedakei b'kodesh of the Chassam Sofer, he often brings in halacha, divrei agoda. So in brackets, he brings a vote from his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, hafle v'fele, in simen reish lamed gimel in Yeredeya. The, Gemara, the Mishnah says in Avodah Zorah that ein lecha har gavoya ve ein lecha given nisor shelo avdu sham Avodah Zorah. There was no mountain or hill in Eretz Yisrael that the Knanim didn't worship as Avodah Zorah. Al horem arom v'al agvoyis v'saras kol eitz ranon. Azoy zok the Mishnah in Avodah Zorah. So Tosfos asks a kasha over there. Tosfos asks a kasha that's an aleph and base. Be'emes, Avodah Zorah is only also if it's betolish. Al ha'horem aromim. But b'mchubo, it's not also. But, the Gemara says, it's not also b'hanor to a hedyot. But l'gavaya, the Gemara says, and we pass it that way, yesh ne'evad b'mchubo eitzel gavaya. That l'gavaya, to take, even though it doesn't become also l'hedyot, but it becomes also l'gavaya. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, how did they build the Beis HaMikdash if every mountain in Eretz Yisrael, every hill in Eretz Yisrael was worshipped as Avodah Zorah? So how did they build the Beis HaMikdash? Tosfos is Kasha. It's the whole Avodah Zorah. Every mountain was Avodah Zorah. So Tosfos answers, Al Pi Novi. Brings the Yerushalmi. This Kasha the Yerushalmi asks, Al Pi Novi. So Rav Nosson Adler said, what does this mean? A Novi was Matir an Isser? What does it mean, Alpi Novi? So Rav Nosson Adler says like this. He brings a Medrash. It's not in the Medrash Rav, it must be a different Medrash. That on the Pasuk, Vayisu Avram Eseinu, Vayaras Hamokam Merochoik, that Lechatchile, he doesn't say Vayaras Hahar Merochoik, Vayaras Hamokam Merochoik. That place originally was a valley. A valley. Lech lecho al eretz hamoriya. Valei usham lo'elo al achat ha'horem. One of the mountains. But when Avram saw, he saw some mokum of this should be roif ha'shchina. It was a valley. It was an emek. But Avram gezogt, ein kvoida shal shchina lishken be'emek. It's not the kovar ha'shchina lishken be'emek. So he was mispalel, like the medrash. And from that, Amek turned into a har. Avraham was mispalo that the Amek, the valley, should turn into a har. Therefore, it says, Vayaras hamokim mevokhoik. Now, so he says, Memela, that's the pshat, it's a farent for the kasha. Because when the Umis Olam, the Knanim, asled b'Avodah Zorah, all those places which were hills, before Avraham Avinu came. But the Har HaMoriah, the place upon which the Beis HaMikdash was built, was the Chavali. Right? Who made it into a Har? Avraham Avinu himself, through his tefillah, made it into a Har. Memela said he was kinda it. And therefore they couldn't aser it anymore because Eino de Moisa Dovo She'enoi Shaloi. So they couldn't aser the Har HaMoriah, even though they worshipped Avodah Zorah to every mountain and every hill, because that place was a valley, and Avraham Avinu converted into a har, and therefore it was his, and they couldn't aser it. Ein adam oisa davar sheino shaloi. Memela, so he learns that the pshat al pi Novi doesn't mean a Novi came with Matir Aniso. The Novi selected to davar Amelach, which was that hill that Avraham Avinu. There are a lot of hills, a lot of mountains. Which was the one which Avraham Avinu transformed from a valley into a mountain? Memela, so that one is not Osir anymore. This is the Pshat al Pi Novi. This is what Rav Nosson Adler says. That the Pshat in the Tosfos al Pi Novi means a Novi, a Dovid HaMelech came to build the Yesodis to select the place for Ashros Hashchina in Yerushalayim and Tzion. So he selected Al Pi Novi, exactly that place, which was Takanar also, because it was a valley lechatchil, and the Goyim couldn't aser it. It was Avraham Avinu's har. Memeli said, this is the pshat in the posuk in Tehillim. He concludes, in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, in etain shnos la'enoi la'fapai t'numo, at emtza mokom la'shem mishkonois la'vir yankoif. Avdovar HaMelech was wondering, where is Stama Mountain? I can't use the Beis HaMikdash because the Goyim asked it. Right? No, what is he looking for? A Mokum Lashem. But that this Mokum should be Roy to be a Mishkonis Lavir Yankov.
because Avraham Avinu hat gesagt, Amokam is a valley, is ein kvoidishol shchina lishkan be'emek. So therefore it became a har, which is that place, which is that mokom, which was lachatchila valley, which later became Mishkan Eslavir Yaakov. This the Chassam Sofer brings in Tshuva Yeradei Yitzim in Reish Lamed Gimel, B'Shem Rav Nos Nazar. Perhaps we see from this, therefore, that the Loshen Mokom means a low place. A low place, an emek. A har is a tall place. A Mokom, Stama Mokom, is an emek, a low place. Now, the Pasuk says here, Mi Yala Bahar Hashem. Who was Zeicha to be an Oyla Bahar Hashem? You know who? Avraham Avinu. Umi Yokum B'mkayim Kotchoy, also Avraham Avinu. Mi Yokum B'mkayim Kotchoy means Avraham, who was Mispalel, Shenem Avayashkim Avraham Baboike, El Hamokom Asher Omad Shem Espnei Hashem. Tfilah is Dafke Mitoicha Emek, Shehamalois Mimamakim Chosichu Hashem. So from this Chazal learn out that about Tfilah should stand B'mokum nomuch, lo'ilam al yisparul odom b'mokum nomuch, shenemar mimamakim krasich Hashem. Therefore, the Loshen in the Gemara always for a shliach tzibur is hayored lefnei ateva, because it used to be a mokum nomuch. So when the Pasuk says, el havayashkim Avraham Baboike, from there the Gemara learns out that Avraham Avinu was misakim tfilah shachas. We brought this down last week. Where was he misakim tfilah shachas? El Hamokom Asher Amad Shem. Vayashkim Avraham Baboiker, El Hamokom. Hamokom is a valley, like Rav Nos Nadler brings from the Medrash. It's a low place. So Avraham Avinu was showed his Kayach HaTfilah El Mimamakim, in a low place. And with this Kayach HaTfilah, that he was Mesakim Tfilah Shachis, El Hamokom Asher Amad Shem, right? But this Kayach HaTfilah, which is Dafke B'mokom, not Bahar, Fakir, Tfilah is Dafke B'mokom. So Avraham Avinu was Zeicha to Miyala Bahar Hashem, that his Kayach HaTfilah took the Mokom of the Beis HaMikdash and transformed it into a Har, like Rav Nos Nadler brings from the Medrash. So this, both go on Avraham Avinu. Miyala Bahar Hashem, who was Zeicha to rise Bahar Hashem, that al yodo it became niskada shahar Hashem, umi yakum b'mkayim kotchei. Somebody who stood by mokum in a low place, in a mokum nomach, and was mispalel like Avraham Avinu was misakin tefillah shachris, where by mokum asher amad shem espnei Hashem, and the schus of Avraham's tefillah, which was by mokum, so he was zeicha to miyala b'har Hashem, that the Beis Hamikdash should be built on a har, and memela from that mokum, therefore the goyim couldn't answer it. Okay.